Boo! Scared ya.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Patreon.
That's Darby.
Look at us sort of matching.
Yeah, we kind of coordinated a little bit.
I was going to do the blue flower when you told me flower. And you said, I'm going to wear black dress, blue flower. So I did blue dress, black stuff.
You look gorgeous. We're same but different. Here's the thing about this dress is for birthday, I took myself thrift shopping.
Oh, that's nice.
And now I'm on a spending freeze.
Sustainable.
Because I love... There's something satisfactory about finding something in my size and then also thinking it's cute. And this was a really cute, I found at the American Cancer Society thrift store, so my money went to a good place.
Just making sure it doesn't smell like chemo. Listen, you have to check.
You have to check. That's not where they get the clothes. Could you imagine?
Oh, is it not?
People die from cancer and then they take their clothes to their thing. Is that where that stuff comes from?
Well, they already have the ports built into them. So, how was your birthday?
I have to say, thank you all, especially to the patrons.
She wanted to say.
I have to thank my patrons. You guys made me feel so loved, and thank you for posting about it.
Oh, I did?
Mm-hmm. You did twice. You did actually a lot. And actually, I think even though you took me to brunch, and the first thing you said was, I hate you.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
What'd I say?
You said, I didn't want to tell you this on your birthday, but I hate you.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
You had just had therapy, so I know it's true.
But yeah, honestly, I had to let it out.
It's relief.
I had to let it out.
It's a relief. Now I don't feel worried that you do. I just know it.
And I've never felt any sort of worry about you.
Except you worry about my general health. You worry I won't show up to film.
I worry that I'll have to go find you. Listen, I would love to find a body. Don't get me wrong.
We made yours. It'll be like, what's eating Gilbert Grape? You'll have to. Did you see?
What?
Did you see?
What happens to eating Gilbert? I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Does he die?
Feels like your kind of movie. No, the mom dies, and bless her heart.
You.
She is curvaceous, and she is.
How'd they get her out of there?
They didn't. I think they just burned the house down around her.
Alexis.
I'm sorry.
You can't say that.
Wait,
is that real?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's based on a real story, but that's what they do in the movie.
Oh my God, am I going to have to burn your pool house down? Fuck. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday. And more importantly, I'm glad that
you're
alive.
And thank you, everyone. Those who wished me a happy birthday. Those who didn't, I get it.
That's so real. Thank you for saying that. I went to a birthday party this week. Wasn't yours. Curtis has some friends that are actors from Chicago, and they've all made the trek out to LA. And so it was a guy he had done.
Was Chicago people?
Mm-hmm. People I didn't know, like a bunch of Chicago actors, but. Hmm. The birthday party was for the guy who was, he was in Curtis's last show in Chicago.
Oh, so, which of course was.
You know it. I don't have to tell you. You saw it a lot.
The Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. And what did he play? Which star?
49th.
Right. Right. No, he played a fox and a dog.
Oh, I did see that. That was good.
It was kind of hot, right?
Yeah.
The dog thing. It was very aggro. See, I don't let him do aggro a lot because my personality is
soft.
Bad. Anyway, so Curtis is like, we have this party, but you know how I feel about going out into the world ever.
You don't want to.
I don't like it. And so I decided to take a little gummy so I could just kind of like float through. What I had not factored in was, number one, it was a new brand of gummy. It was one that I got on clearance on 420. Red flag.
At the Marshalls.
At Stein Mart. On top of that, I forgot to eat that day. So,
honey,
listen, life gets in the way. So we go to this birthday party. I'm feeling kind of wonky at the bar. We haven't made our way into the room yet. Like, we're just at the bar. And it was at Idle Hour.
Oh, yeah.
There's a girl there that he's talking to. And I'm kind of like, is this my gummy? Because, like, I didn't take a huge amount. Like, is this just gummy? Because I feel crazy right now. I just kept telling myself, just make it to the seat. Like, we'll get our drinks. We'll walk in and I can sit down and I can just kind of vibe. Well, all I could tell you is what I remember. So I walk into this room of people I don't know, this huge long table with people on both sides. And they're like, Curtis. He's like, hey. And I was like, hi, happy birthday. And then we continue. I think it was, we were continuing to talk to the girl. I don't know. I don't remember this, but apparently I started slurring my words and kind of like leaning on Curtis. So he took my arms because I was like leaning on him fully, holding a beer, but holding the beer upright. Full beer. My body is gone limp.
Your priorities.
But this is, I'm not going to spill this because I paid for it. you know.
Yeah, and it's weird.
Have you been to money? He, like, lays me down on the ground. I'm completely unresponsive. But more than that, I'm not letting go of the beer. As I'm being laid down to the ground, so I've been told.
It's a really slow faint.
Yeah. Well, I think, were my eyes open the whole time, babe?
Permission to speak.
Are you acknowledging I'm here?
Permission to speak.
Yes, your eyes were not closed, but not, like, wide open.
All I remember is waking up, my whole body is, like, super tense. Like, I just feel, like, for 2 days after, this side of my throat hurt. Like, I feel like I did something to it.
Like, you just got really...
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck just happened? And Curtis is over me, and there's a security guard over me, and then his friend Will, who's in the new movie Pop-Tart or whatever.
Cool.
Top, you know...
Yeah. Jerry's.
Thank you. It's actually really cute.
I won't be watching.
See, I was gonna say the same thing, but Will has a line, so we said we watch it. It's kind of Airplane-esque. It's pretty funny.
I would love to.
It's pretty funny. No, you have bad taste in everything. I get it. And the security guard is, like, over me, and he was so fucking nice. Everyone's being really nice, but most everyone stayed seated at the table as I'm lying on the ground.
Well, we're in Los Angeles.
Obviously. I just had to sit. Like, eventually I got up and, like, got walked to, like, a booth. I just sat there with Will, just kind of shooting the shit until I am able enough to, like, stand on my own so I can just get the fuck out of there, which took a long time. But Will was really great. I found out he thought the Carpenters were three sisters. So I told him all about the Carpenters and all of that. But, like, in the back of my mind, I'm trying to, like, stay normal.
So you fully fainted.
With my eyes open.
With your eyes open.
Yeah.
And then you sat on the ground for a little bit.
I laid on the ground, yeah.
Well, you were covered.
Yeah. Then I kind of halfway crawled, half, like, people carrying me to a bench. And then I just sat on that for... a long time. Like, they brought me a cold rag to put around my neck, and I was humiliated.
Darby, no, yeah. You don't have to be humiliated.
Well, it's my fault. I didn't eat.
And you did a gummy.
And I did a new brand of gummy.
Something happened.
That was on clearance.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I'm okay.
Wow.
Don't worry. Although, silver lining, you ready for this?
Yeah.
My anxiety got really bad a couple weeks ago again when we upped the Prozac, but I know that it's good, like, that I'm okay now, because when it happened, I didn't diagnose myself with brain cancer. I just said, oh, it was probably the gummy. My bad.
That's so scary.
And then I went, the Prozac's working. I wasn't scared. I just felt horrible that Curtis was so excited to see all these people. And I walk in and I immediately fall to the
Still
floor.
Still in focus, yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And but then, were people like, oh my God? Or was it like a slow, they didn't really know what was happening?
I don't know. Curtis? Take your time.
Because you were originally just, like, leaning into people, and you said to Michael, oh, my gummy's hitting and the room is spinning, people were kind of like, oh, good for you, go girl. And then when I finally was like, no, somebody help me, then people got up and helped me bring you to the ground.
Were you scared?
I was terrified.
Oh.
I had to perform CPR on him as well.
Dad.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, now my husband's dead.
Curtis, oh. Jesus Christ, this is like a... It's supposed to be a bonus thing that people want to pay for.
You're cutting me out.
And you know what's even worse? They had to make an incident report with a picture of my ID. That's the only... we work at two bars, and that's one of them. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, maybe they won't know.
I'm going to change my name. And yeah. I'm going to burn my house down. Yeah. Not because I found your body and I can't move it. More just because I'm so embarrassed. I need to get rid of this person.
Oh,
I'm changing
really
my name
sorry.
Again. My name now is... Joan.
Joan Balzac?
Just Joan. All right, let's get started.
Faint Dunaway.
Huh?
Faint Dunaway.
I'm trying to run away from the rumors of my silly brain.
Faye pass away.
Now you do want me dead. Hello, welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
And I'm Alexis P. Bevels. The P today stands for Partridge Family. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
Cool. Today we have a little extra bonus for you while we are in between seasons of Drag Race. Darby?
And by in between, we mean like 3 days away. Actually, it was suggested by a tiny little British lesbian named Sari. Scottish, right? Shrek? Oh my God, she's gonna be so mad. Thank God she won't understand a word of this because of our accents. But I just thought it was a really funny idea because people are always asking us questions. Sorry. People are always asking me questions.
Yeah, and I'm always listening to people ask her questions.
And I thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're very supportive auditorily. So we decided to do the most asked questions on Google.
Challenge.
It's basically something by a company and we're just like taking it. But you can't sue us because we don't have any money. We have these beautiful boards.
These are so cool.
These are
cool.
Our Google most asked questions.
Yeah, well.
Alexis,
mm-hmm.
Why does yours say Microsoft Bing?
Mm. Yes, I miss Chandler. Rest in peace.
And I see the same future for you.
I hope so. He went in a hot tub.
Alexis,
these are so cool. This is the future.
Why is yours in Comic Sans, too? Is that just what they do on Bing?
No, I'm a comedian, so... Comic Sans.
Well, Bing says it. All right, so I clearly have way more questions than you just because of my popularity with
people. You do.
So I'll let you start because
okay.
I know that must be tough.
What does Alexis's P stand for today?
Sweet. Thank you for asking.
It stands for paranormal activity. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Nope, never will.
I think on the surface, I want to be open to ghost, but secretly I know, like, I'm too closed up. I'm too...
like my butthole, and that's why I've been using those butt stretchers.
Thank you,
adamandeve.com. Use code IMHO. So this is what Google wants to know. Does Darby feel burdened by her beauty? Oh my God. I get this question all the time. I see why it's the most asked. No, it's something I struggled with for a long time. I mean, my whole life, really. Eventually, you have to learn to accept yourself for who you are.
Mm.
And I am stunning. If you can't handle me at my most beautiful, then you don't deserve me when I'm naked.
That's
I would
beautiful.
Say you're my burden.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alexis and season 17. Well, it's not like I could say anything.
Alexis.
Even if I.
I think you. There's more stuff to take off. I think you missed the rest of the paper.
Oh, okay. Alexis in season 17, is she going to watch it? You guys know. Our fans know. Of course not. Because I hear there are once again no Chicago girls on.
Has it been confirmed? Has the cast been
I don't know.
Leaked?
I don't know. I'm just going by.
Are they leaking?
I'm just guessing.
By Bing.
I'm just guessing.
Well, I'm glad you got that full question because for a minute there, I thought the world was losing its mind. Is Darby really 118 pounds? Oh my God. God, I hate talking about my weight on
hey,
here.
Hey, Darby, you
what?
Miss, you, there's a more you miss, just like I did.
Oh.
You miss him.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing. Sorry. Is Darby really 118 pounds? I thought she was 114. Yes, 114. That's it. You know, I don't like to say the number because I don't want us to get stuck on numbers, you know? But if you're going to go ahead and put your opinion in the search bar, which I don't think a lot of people do. Yeah. I'm gonna give it to you. I am 114. Y'all are crazy. Don't come to my house.
So great. Can Alexis Bevels read? Well, what do you think? I just read all these words.
Okay, to be fair, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that you wouldn't be able to read.
Here's the thing. I know how to read so many different words, and I know how to read them in the order of which they're written. Sentences, they call that. Test me. I'll read anything. Give me something to read.
Okay. I'll write a special message for you.
Okay. It's gonna try to trick me. Of course I can freaking read. I'll read a bitch down right now.
Okay.
Oh. Darby, this is so easy.
Okay.
My name is Alexis P. Bevels.
Nope. It was, can you read?
You don't know that. You don't know that.
All right, my turn.
Okay.
I can also read, if you're wondering. What is Darby?
I like watching it peel off.
Darby's real name. Wow, I don't think we've ever gotten this question before. It's Bruce Willis.
Okay, Alexis P. Bevels, obituary.
It's in papyrus.
You know what, mine's broken. I'm gonna try Googling.
Just really quickly, I have been working on it. And I think it's gonna be really funny. Another one for me, okay. What is Darby's old drag name? You know what, we just did a name one. That would be so boring for me to do two name things in a row. So I'm just gonna, let's just move on. That would be so silly. Did Darby's husband marry her because he lost a bet? Yes. Do you have one?
It's from my mom, actually. My mom's Facebook account. It says, Alexis, you're 39. When are you going to start paying your phone bill? It's like a few more years. I'm still like blossoming.
I think we're all very curious. What other bills do you think you'll eventually pay in your 40s?
Well, my duck bills. You know I collect duck bills.
Oh, I have another one. Okay. Does Darby get hard when she sees... Y'all are so dirty. Listen, it's part of the beauty thing. People are always wondering, what makes her hard? Y'all are crazy. Okay, sorry. Does Darby get hard when she sees car accidents? Yeah. Listen, I had a fucked up childhood. I don't cause the car accidents. I just want that to be clear. But yeah. If I'm lucky enough to see it happen.
Okay, I have one more from the internet. Oh, it's from my doctor, Alexis. It says, Alexis. I need you to read it.
You want me to read a note from your doctor?
Making me laugh. I know, I can do it. I can do it.
No.
I can do it.
Listen, HIPAA, do I have your permission?
I really wish you wouldn't call me a hippo anymore in front of the camera. That's my pet name.
I put an A on the end. I made it feminine. Trans rights. I'm going to read this from her doctor. Alexis, why pee so much?
I don't know. If I'm going to be serious, I don't know. The hormones are supposed to make you pee a lot, but even before that, it's probably every 25 minutes.
You're a leaky peeky.
I've never... What?
You're a leaky peeky. You're my little leaky peeky. You're my leaky peeky.
Stop it! I have to pee!
Why did your doctor ask you that?
Actually, I emailed him why I pee so much.
All right, well, that was us answering your questions.
Wait, that was the end.
I want to thank everyone for Googling and the few people who binged. If you have any more questions, leave them in the comments below. We will get to them in 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to our therapist, and Alexis will bing it. So we're never going to do this again. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
I was worried for your health for a second.
About the laughing or the peeing?
Both.
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
Anna, for your viewing enjoyment, here's the rest of Alexis losing her shit. I do want to thank you for not peeing.
Oh, no, I've been peeing. I got diapies. One last question. Oh, it's from my doctor. Alexis.
What?
I have to do that over.
Yeah.
Because I'm laughing.
Mm-mm. Oh no.
Why is this so funny? Okay, this is from my doctor, Alexis. Sorry, it's funny.
Your doctor's funny?
Oh my god, that's yes. Nice. He's my laugh doctor. You know, I'm my giggle doctor, and then my laugh doctor, and then I have my witch doctor and my love doctor. This is my...
It would be nice if you had a general practitioner.
It says, Alexis.
Okay. Can we get real with y'all? We rarely do planned bits. It's like 99% of what you see is just completely and totally made up.
I need a napkin.
But Alexis... Well, you get
a napkin.
Will you go get toilet paper? Sorry. Thank you, babe.
Why am I laughing so much?
Why you pee so much? Alexis, why pee so much?
I don't know.
If anyone has Google, I'd love to know. Will you just Google it real quick?
Will you Bing it? Thank you, Curtis.
You know, I just know it's not going to stop you.
Thank you. Do you know my dad once tried to teach me you only need one square to wipe your butt?
Your dad's butthole is covered in poof all the time. Know that.
I bet it is. I was going through a lot of toilet paper at the time. I like to like wad it up.
Bitch, I wrap my hand. Listen, the world is on fire. Wipe your ass. However you want.
Well, you use a bidet.
I do.